Hello, and welcome to Release Notes. I'm your host, Robbie, and Release Notes is my podcast where I summarize release notes from the past 24 hours from various sources, ranging from NPM or NuGet packages hosted on GitHub, all the way through to blogs released by Big Tech. Not only that, we'll also shine light on the contributors listed on open source projects, because at the end of the day, they're the real MVPs. And who knows, maybe you'll learn about a new piece of tech that you didn't know about. Let's dive in. On today, the 14th of January, 2025, we're going to be covering the packages we're going to be covering today. Sorry, are Fission, NoCodeDB, LoebChat, Affine, Mattermost, Semantic Kernel, Azure Pipelines Agent, Akka.net, Calcom, Babel, Poly, Joplin, PNMP, ConfluentKafka.net, Astro, Martin, Storybook, VS Code, Query, that's Tansat Query, ASP.NET Core Health Checks, TL Draw, Pezing, and Diffy. Fission, that's Fission/Fission, had a version 1.21.0 RC1 release today. Fission is a fast serverless functions framework. This release updates the chart version, suggesting changes to the deployment or packaging mechanisms. Shout out to the contributor here, Sankit Sudak. Noco had a release today. That's NocoDB/NocoDB. They had a 0.260.2 release today. NocoDB is an open source no-code platform that turns any database into a smart spreadsheet. This is a bug fix release with several resolved issues, including webhook errors, deployment problems, and database audit issues. New features include OpenID connection for education and improved audit logs. UI/UX improvements and API handling enhancements are also listed. The contributors here are the GitHub ActionsBot, Mermit, O1Lab, and a few others which are all listed below. LoebChat had a release today. That's LoebHub/LoebChat, a version 1.45.8. LoebChat is an open source chat application. This release included a minor bug fix focusing on refactoring dynamic import in RSC. And the only contributor that was listed was the LoebHub bot. Affine, that's toEverything/Affine, had a version 0.19.6-beta1 release. Affine is an open source knowledge base. There was no real information about this release, but if you are subscribed or you have it installed, I would go check it out. And the only contributor here listed is For Halo. Mattermost, that's Mattermost/Mattermost, had a version 10.3.2 RC2 and a version 9.11.7 RC3 release today. Mattermost is an open source platform for team collaboration. These are release candidates, indicating some ongoing testing and development, but the only contributor for this release was the Unified CI bot. Okay, the Semantic Kernel for Microsoft, that's Microsoft/Semantic Kernel, had a release today, or a couple of releases actually. The Semantic Kernel is a framework for building UI applications. They saw a .NET-1.3.3.0 nightly build. We've seen these every single day. It's just a nightly build indicating rapid development with no contributors listed. But the Python-1.18.2 had a release today. This release focuses on Python configuring assistant agents and providing a full list of samples to the README, which is pretty cool. The contributors for this one was Moonbox3. The Azure Pipelines agent saw a release today. That's the Microsoft/Azure Pipeline agent package. Azure Pipeline agent is a tool that runs jobs in the Azure pipeline. It saw two releases today, version 4.251.0 and version 3.251.0. These versions are pretty similar updates, including masking secrets, Azure Linux 3 support, bug fixes, and ARM architecture improvements. They also had support for Oracle Linux 7 Plus and Rocky Linux 8 Plus. Both releases offer alternate download packages that do not include Node 6 and 10. The only contributor listed for this release was Tarun Ramsinghanai. Akka.net, which is under the akka.net/akka.net package, had a version 1.5.35 released today. Akka.net is a toolkit for building concurrent, distributed, and resilient message-driven applications. This is just a maintenance release addressing some bugs and adding improvements to persistence, sharding, and core functionalities. It includes a dependency update to Microsoft.extensions and BCL libraries and fixes a related exception. New features include broadcast message support and optional snapshots. There's a couple of contributors listed for this release, including Aaron Stanhard, Chris Hoare, Simon Kropp, and a few others which are all listed below. Cal.com, that's hosted under calcom/cal.com, had a version 4.8.1 released today. Cal.com is an open source scheduling platform. This release includes a new granola.ai app integration, fixes some bugs, and adds a round robin waits feature. It includes several changes related to the app, router, and error handling. There's heaps of contributors for this release, including Pear Rich, Alicia Polymath, Sean Bryden, and a few others all listed below. Babel, found under the Babel/Babel package, had a version 7.26.6 released today. Babel is a JavaScript compiler. This release fixes an output size regression in the Nullish Coalescing operation plugin. I always get that word wrong. Coalescing operator plugin. The main contributor for this release is Liuxing Bayou. Poly, found under the app-vnext/poly, had a version 8.5.1 released today. Poly is a .NET resilience and transition fault handling library. This release synchronizes access to system.componentModel.dataAnnotations.validator to fix concurrency issues. And the only contributor release listed here is KM Cillian. Joplin, found under lauren22/joplin, is an open source note-taking application and saw a couple of releases today. iOS hyphen version 13.2.5, Android hyphen version 3.2.7, and a general version 3.2.11. These are multiple platform updates with a version 3.2.11, including accessibility improvements for scroll bar sizes and a fix for double clicking collapsing. A couple of contributors here are Lauren22, I assume because it's hosted under that username, and a contributor called Personalized Derefrigerator. PNMP saw a release today, hosted under PNMP/PNMP. It had a version 9.15.4. PNMP is a package manager for Node.js. This release ensures recursive PNMP updates only affect the specified package when using dupair-pair-dependence=true configuration. And the only contributor listed for this was the GitHub Actions bot. Confluent-Kafka-.net saw release today. This is under confluent.inc/confluent-kafka.net. It saw a version 2.2.1 release. This is a .NET client for the Apache Kafka. This is a maintenance release referencing librd-kafka-2.2.1. So it just updates some dependency packages by the looks of it. And the only contributor listed here was anchettyj. Astro is a web framework for building fast, content-focused websites. It can be found under the GitHub namespace with astro/astro. Multiple package updates are included in this release, including a few under the @astrojs namespace. First up, we have /upgrade, which had a version 0.4.3. This updates to show some source and target versions. AstroJS/SolidJS had a 5.0.2, which adds a client entry point. AstroJS/React version 4.1.4 removes React-specific endpoints. And Astro, the core package, 5.1.6, provides bug fixes, including server island cacheability and locale errors. Quite a few contributors for this one, including the AstroBot Houston, Niffy, Bluey, K2, and quite a few others, which are all found down below. Martin, found under the JasperFX/Martin, saw a version 7.35.3. Martin is a PostgreSQL database library for .NET. This release includes or adds link support to string.toLower.isOneOff function. Shout out to the one contributor, Jeremy D. Miller. Storybook saw a beta release today. This can be found under storybook.js/storybook. This is version 8.5.0-beta10. Storybook is a development environment for UI components. This is a beta release with updates to the A11y and test add-ons. Shout out to the contributors, Valentine Pavlock, Shilman, and Jay Reynold. VS Code saw a release today. Can be found under the Microsoft/VS Code. This saw a 1.96.3 release. VS Code is a source code editor. This is a recovery release addressing issues in the November 2024 Recovery 3 milestone. The only contributor here is D. Beaumont. TanStack Query, which can be found under TanStack/Query, saw a version 5.64.1 update today. TanStack Query is a data fetching library for React. This release improves type safety by adding both array and read-only array for query and mutation keys. We saw one contributor for this release today, Nee Freeman. TLDraw, which can be found under TLDraw/TLDraw, saw a version 3.7.1 version release today. TLDraw is a collaborative whiteboard application. This is a bug fix release containing a hotfix for custom migrations. And the one contributor that we've seen for this release is David Shildrick. Pzing, or PzNG, saw a daily release today. It begins with 2025.01.13 and then what looks to be a git hash. Pzing is a privilege escalation auditing and testing tool. This release is a minor fix relating to user identification in test outputs. And shout out to the one contributor, Katsuragi CSL. And lastly, we have Diffy, found under langgenius/diffy. This had a version 0.15.1. Diffy is a platform for building UI-powered applications. This release features significant updates, including Sonnet 3.5 document support, Elasticsearch for Japanese, Milvus full text search, a new API endpoint, OPIC tracking tool integration, and a knowledge API table of contents. It includes several enhancements and bug fixes and a detailed upgrade guide. This release notes warn that the, quote, the files in the Docker legacy directory will soon stop being maintained. There were heaps of contributors here, but to list just a couple, there were Yukes, John N. Zhang, Hillary, Dokex, and many, many more, which are all listed below. And that's it for today's releases. Thank you so much for tuning into Release Notes. If you build software, send me the dependencies from your package.json, NuGet config, pod file, whatever, and I'll add them to the list of softwares I monitor so you don't have to. Or, better yet, send me a link to your releases. Check out the show notes for ways to contact us, and a full list of the softwares I mentioned, link to their release pages, and the awesome contributors that make this version possible. Keep improving, keep innovating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye!